This is Politics on Parade here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, we start with a good news story. Maryam Ibrahim is free. If you've been following this heartbreaking story, it's about a woman in Sudan who was pregnant, and she was arrested because she married a Christian man. Now, why did she get arrested? It was because of pressure from her family to have her arrested. The cruelty and the viciousness of so many of the Muslims in these very, very conservative countries is really profound. It is the families, the brothers, the fathers. These are the ones who go after their family members, the women, and want to see them killed for violating their honor. It's a horrific perversion of what Islam should be about. She was arrested and sentenced to death. Death by hanging. Now, a lot of the stories report that she was sentenced to death for being a Christian. And here's how that works. She did marry this man, but because her father, who had very little to do in her life, left early on when she was young, her father was a Muslim. Her mother was a Christian. She was raised Christian her entire life. It had nothing to do with the Muslim religion. She was never raised that way. But because her father was Muslim, by default, she's Muslim. Can't change. Nothing she can do about that. Even though technically Sudan is supposed to have freedom of religion enshrined in their constitution. So how she got sentenced doesn't make a lot of sense in the first place. She was sentenced and convicted. Now, she wasn't going to be executed immediately. She was allowed to have her baby in prison with her legs shackled together. She couldn't even spread her legs to have the baby, which threatened the life of her child. And they were going to give her generously 2 years to breastfeed the baby, and then they were going to hang her. So since she was Muslim and she married a Christian, they basically invalidated her marriage and said that, well, because she was having sex with a man that she was not legally married to, that was now adultery. So now you kind of follow the logic there. However, they would have let her go if she had renounced her faith and converted to Islam. And part of the charges were that she converted to Christianity even though she didn't convert to Christianity. So the whole thing was kind of crazy. There was a huge amount of international pressure. No small part of this came from the Christian community. And in this country, many, specifically the more conservative religions, really took this up as a cause because they have this narrative about Christian persecution. And in this case, yeah, in those countries, there is Christian persecution. So that makes sense as their cause. So they finally let her out of prison. Now, this doesn't mean that the charges are all dropped. That's still hanging over her head. And she goes to the airport, and they drag her off the plane and re-arrest her on other charges. So she's stuck in the country, can't get out. Today, she's out. She's free. And there's really not much more they can do to her. Charges are still hanging over her head, but there's no way they can drag her back there. And when her child was born, she was concerned that there may have been some damage done to that child because of the way the pregnancy took place. And she kind of ought to know. She is a doctor, a medical doctor. So she'll be moving to the United States with her American husband. And a lot of very conservative religious organizations are trumpeting this as a big success. And certainly the Catholic Church and the Italian government's involvement in putting pressure made a big difference. But my question is, where were they 2 years ago when it was humanitarian organizations, not Christian organizations, that were working to free a woman who was accused of adultery and sentenced to death by stoning? The Christian organizations weren't all up in arms about that because this wasn't about saving a woman. This is about saving a Christian for them. The woman sentenced to stoning for adultery was eventually freed. She was given a trial where she wasn't even allowed her own attorney. And yes, she confessed after her brother viciously beat her. In that case, it wasn't the Christian conservative community that was rising up on behalf of a woman who was wrongly accused for adultery. So their crowing about this is not a woman's rights win. It's just a Christian win. Because the conservative Christian community still totally and absolutely sucks when it comes to women's rights. Former Republican Congressman Todd Akin apparently wants to get back into the political game. He's published a new book. He lost his last election, after making comments about how pregnancy resulting from rape is really rare, and if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. Now he's trying to claim that he was just misunderstood. He's saying that legitimate rape is a law enforcement term, and it's an abbreviation for legitimate case of rape. No. No, it's not. You don't even understand what the term abbreviation means, let alone understood how pregnancy works. And what people yelled at you about was the fact that you were saying that women had some magic way to shut down pregnancy in the case of a rape. That's where you were stupid. And he's claiming that he was misquoted, and of course he would never say legitimate rape, because there's never legitimate rape. Well, no one was accusing him of saying that there was legitimate rape. They were accusing him of using that term to contrast it with illegitimate rape, where you're inferring that women are lying about being raped, which is just as insulting to women. Amongst an infinity of things that Todd Akin doesn't understand, he also doesn't understand what censorship is. Appearing on HuffPost Live, he defended George Will's writing of a really horrific column on sexual assault that we talked about on this show. Here's what he said. I'm quoting, "Do you think when you go after people too severely for things they say, do you think eventually that's going to backfire and you're going to get to a point where there is in North Korea, or used to be in Russia, where everybody's afraid to say anything because if you say the wrong thing, they're going to come put you in jail? Do you think we're going to get to a point where we start to censor free speech? We start getting rid of the First Amendment? Do you think we get to that point if people are too jerked up all the time anytime they say something that isn't right out of the statistical norm? Don't you think there's some room for people to have opinions that are just different?" Well, here's what I think about your opinion. Your opinion is one of the stupidest opinions I have ever heard. There's a difference between free speech, which is a constitutional guarantee that the government won't throw you in jail for the things that you say. That controls what the government can do. It doesn't control what the news media or people like me can say about how stupid your comments are. We have free speech, too, and we get to say, you are an idiot. That does not make us like North Korea. In fact, it makes us the very opposite, that the average person in this country can say that a politician like you is a complete and total doofus. Very different from North Korea. If you say any of their political representatives are total morons, you'll disappear. That doesn't happen here. So you completely and absolutely and totally misunderstand what free speech is all about. We do not have free speech in this country limited just to politicians. Criticism is part of our political process, a process that I wish you would not consider getting involved in again. Republicans are not in a good position right now. The far right of their party, which pretty much controls everything, doesn't like contraception. And I've said this for years. The anti-abortion movement wasn't really about anti-abortion. They're about anti-choice. Why call them anti-choice? And it's not just about abortion. They do not want women to choose the option to not be pregnant. As soon as they felt they were winning the abortion wars, and by the way, they are right now, as soon as they felt they were winning, they would go after contraception, and that is exactly what is happening now. They're putting tremendous pressure on the Republican Party because they'd like to get rid of contraception. They would like us to go back to the time when contraception was illegal for women. I don't think they have the same issues with contraception that's used by men. I think they're okay with condoms, at least some of them. Now the Republicans were forced to go on record by blocking a bill that would allow women to access contraceptive coverage directly through their insurers if their employers refused to cover it. That was an important bill. They've gone on record saying, we want to let employers tell women what kind of contraception coverage they can have. They're on record for that now. They can't blame the Supreme Court for the court's ridiculous ruling. So now that they are on board the anti-contraception bandwagon, they need to tell a new story, because they don't want to come out directly and say, oh, we're anti-contraception. So they're putting out a new bill that they say will protect women's ability to buy contraception. The bill will do this by doing absolutely nothing. Women have the right to buy contraception right now. Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire said, "Our bill will reaffirm that no employer can prohibit an employee from purchasing an FDA-approved drug or medical device." Whoop-de-doo. There is no mechanism in existence right now that will keep you from going out and paying all of the out-of-pocket expenses to get a form of contraception or any other kind of drug that is FDA-approved. There's no mechanism at all. But you will pay for it out of your own pocket. You will pay for the doctor's visit, which is one expense, and you will pay for the drug or device itself, which is hugely expensive if it's not covered by your insurance. But this should not be a surprise. A bill that does nothing coming from a Republican Congress that manages to accomplish nothing. That's just par for the course.